The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, I'm joined now by the presenter of News Talk's Screen Time, John Fardy, and we're talking about the best and worst celebrity endorsements of all time. What is the fascination, John?
You said the best and worst. These are mostly on the worst side of the balance sheet that we're going to talk about. There's just some very strange things. And you would just have to think it all comes down to money. But some of the people who've appeared in some of these ads, you think, wow, are you not worried by your legacy? Exhibit A, Jackie Chan, one of the great martial arts turned actors in the world, bizarrely in the 90s, showed up in a Woolworths ad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah, it's Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan!
So, ready for the party?
Sure up.
Hang on. You're naked.
Wooly, run down to Woolworths and get us some jeans and T-shirts from their new Worth It value range. Let's hope.
Now, where are they? Hello.
Hey, Jackie. Wax on. Wax off.
I wasn't in that one.
Ta-da!
Poor Jackie must have needed the money for the electricity bill. He must have needed the money.
And like listening to it there, you could argue it's borderline racist because they start, you know, doing the Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. And he's like, that wasn't even... I guess he needed the money. And look, you can't fault him for that, really. I mean, he was a movie star. You know, they sold their image. But it's a bizarre one. Woolworths doesn't exist anymore, as you know.
But you know, back in the day before the World Wide Web, the stars always went to like another part of the world very far away to do these endorsements and hoped that we didn't find out about it in the West or in Hollywood, say. You know, that happened a lot, didn't it?
George Clooney would kind of make that claim with his Nespresso ads when it first began. There's a movie called Lost in Translation where Bill Murray plays an actor who makes a whiskey commercial in Japan, hoping no one will notice, and famously says, I'm getting paid $2 million for it. Yeah, so it has changed. And the whole celebrity ad thing in a way has changed now because of influencers and all that kind of thing. But let me bring you some more horror shows, if I might.
Oh, do.
The worst one in terms of, you know, we can laugh about these, but the one that, you know, landed on its face and was pretty god awful was 2017 Kendall Jenner in a Pepsi ad. You may remember this. 2017 was kind of when Black Lives Matter was really boiling. And I couldn't play any of this because it's just audio that makes no sense, but the visuals are pretty horrific. So you have this middle American town clearly rioting about something, and it's kind of nameless protests, but there's clearly angry people. What happens? She shows up, gives the cop a can of Pepsi, and you know what? We have world harmony. And it was the most ill-advised.
Desperate.
She subsequently apologized for it. Pepsi, who are no stranger to making some bad ads over the year, held up their hands and said, we got this really wrong. Because Pepsi, you may remember, and Cola, particularly in the like late 80s, early 90s, had the Cola Wars when they were...
Taste test.
Yeah, and which rock star can we pay to say, drink our cola and rot your teeth? And it got like, it got ridiculous. There were...
Didn't Michael Jackson, wasn't he the face of Pepsi?
He did loads.
Yeah,
and famously his hair went on fire, which is covered in that god-awful movie that still seems to be number one in the box office. I'm a massive Billy Joel fan, which I've probably mentioned to you before. He turned down a $90 million offer from Pepsi, even though he drank the stuff. There you go. And even though he probably
proof
needed the money.
Proof that he's a good man,
a good man, a good man.
So Kendall Jenner did the Pepsi ad. It was awful. But like the Kardashians, you know, they'll sell anything, won't they?
They would indeed. And that brings us nicely to Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Why don't we have a little flavour of this? Guess what she's talking about?
It's the fifth year in a row that Charmin is opening up a great, gorgeous, clean restrooms for, you know, everyone to use in New York City during the holidays.
Talking about the Jacks.
Yeah. So Charmin, that well-known toilet brand company, during the Christmas holidays in 2012, had a specially built toilet for shoppers in some street in New York. And they were sponsoring it and they got her on board to help flog the toilets and the toilet paper. Yeah, a particularly low ebb. That was kind of nearly pre-internet. It was kind of hard to find the ad, but it's still out there.
I want to know
hard.
How much she got for doing that.
That
like,
was unrevealed.
A lot.
I would imagine to put yourself as a toilet ambassador, you would have to be
toilet
paid.
Toilet paper ambassador. That's toilet paper with the little bears on it.
Exactly, yeah.
It's nice. Like, it's nice toilet paper. Well done, Kim.
If anyone wants to get in touch... Listen, I want to bring you one that's, you know, maybe we shouldn't even be playing this because it's kind of tragic, but O.J. Simpson, before 1994, was one of the most revered sports stars in America. He'd very successful as an American sportsman, playing American football, and had become kind of an almost cuddly toy character. And one of the reasons was because he had become this brand ambassador for Hertz car rental in the late 70s. And car rental was really taking off in the 70s. And Hertz, there's economic statements you can see about this stuff, can trace huge amounts of their success to this particular ad with O.J. Simpson.
Nobody does it better than Hertz.
Nobody does it better. Hertz leads the others by far. Nobody does it best for you. Hertz, the superstar.
Nobody has more of what it takes to rid you of Fairmont, Mustang, LTD, or other fine car faster.
Hertz, the superstar.
See, we do all the finger wagging about that, yeah, but it worked for them.
Absolutely it did. And the horrible irony is that the tagline of those ads, those whole series of ads, was "Run, OJ, run." So he was running through an airport trying to get the car in time. And then, of course, he famously fled the scene in a white Bronco. So, as I say, a cruel, cruel irony.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting that they did that back then. You know, there's a sense that now with social media that you can sort of get away with, you know, trying those risque things.
Yes.
That was like a big departure for a big company like that to do at that time.
It absolutely was, but it really worked. And there's a whole theory that celebrity endorsements really began with the success of Hertz and OJ Simpson. Bizarre as that sounds in this day and age, you know.
Pizza Hut selling the pizza.
Oh, man. So, you know, this is bizarre. Like, so you maybe you can't fault anyone. They show up with a hat full of cash and offer you all this money to do one day's work or a week's work and make some ad, and maybe someone's not people aren't going to see it in a certain side of the world. But there are certain people in the world you think have such global legacy and have changed history that you would think they're not going to be privy to any of this kind of stuff.
Like Billy Joel.
Yeah. Or Mikhail Gorbachev, who was flogging pizza. This is partially in Russian, by the way.
Sometimes nothing brings people together like a nice hot pizza from Pizza Hut.
Glasnost, Perestroika, and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, nice hot pizza.
So that was 1998. That what's happening is there. It's a Pizza Hut in Red Square. This was designed to be shown outside of the USSR. And Gorbachev is in a Pizza Hut with seemingly his granddaughter or something like that. And all these Russians out of central casting going, oh, no, no, are discussing his legacy in Russian. And then they stand up and clap him and go, let's all celebrate Pizza Hut. It's horrific. And he got a huge amount of negativity for it. Understandably so. I mean, let's not forget he was the godfather of the end of communism. Like, he had an understanding of capitalism that other people didn't have. This was a wrong move, you would have to say, as great a man as he was.
Yeah, Bob Dylan sold pants, though. We have to also remember that.
Okay, you know, well, here's the thing.
In a sentence.
Here's the thing about Bob Dylan. I love Billy Joel, but Bob Dylan is the greatest singer-songwriter of all time, right?
He sold pants.
He sold ladies' underwear, right? And it's this bizarre ad. I just watched it outside. It's not bad. As weird as that sounds. So it's a really strange ad where there is this scantily clad model in Victoria's Secret's underwear, kind of with feathers and angelic legs, in this old house in Venice. And there's pictures of him kind of in the background, watery, singing his song Lovesick from the album Time Out of Mind in the mid-90s. So that's, you know, the end of civilization, Bob Dylan in a lingerie ad. However, for the Dylanologist amongst us, he was doing an interview in 1965 and someone said, Bob, would you ever sell out? And he said, well, maybe for ladies' underwear. So he did promise us that he might do it.
I've completely changed my view. And he sold pants. Bob Dylan selling the underwear.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
John Fardy from News Talk Screen Time. We'll take a break back after this.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.